Welcome to another Employment Taxes podcast in the series related to Payroll Year End. This one covering some points related to the Construction Industry Scheme. The Construction Industry Scheme does not have any annual returns which are to be submitted to HMRC. But there are still some important considerations for contractors at this time of year. Any employer that is a contractor and or a subcontractor in the construction industry does have some end-of-year reporting responsibilities, including reporting details of any construction industry scheme deductions made or indeed suffered. The annual P35 return requires an entry at box 23 of the total construction industry scheme deductions made by a contractor from payments the contractor has made to the subcontractors. This is the figure taken from box 4.6 of the CIS 300 monthly return. Box 28 of the P35 requires an employer to report the amount of construction industry scheme tax deducted from payments received as a subcontractor in the construction industry. This amount is taken from the total of column E on form CIS 132. There are other issues that we need to be concerned about for contractors and subcontractors in the construction industry scheme. It should be remembered that PAYE on payments to directors and employees of the contractor or subcontractor must be paid accurately and on time. Payments to self-employed individuals or businesses will come within the construction industry scheme unless specifically excluded because the work is not construction operations. The tax payment status of every new subcontractor taken on by a contractor must be established by the verification procedure before the first payment is made to a subcontractor. Tax must be deducted as appropriate and according to the tax payment status determined by verifying the subcontractor, be that gross payment with no tax deducted, or tax deducted at either the standard rate of 20% or the higher rate of 30%. Payments must be reported on the construction industry scheme monthly returns. But the question to ask at this time of year and before we close the payroll down is, are there any payments that should actually be on the PAYE returns? Contractors are responsible for determining the correct employment status of any workers they take on. And PAYE takes precedence over the construction industry scheme. PAYE must be operated if the worker is employed under a contract of employment. And specifically, contractors must confirm to HMRC every month they do their returns that none of the contracts to which the return relates is a contract of employment. Contractors must therefore check the employment status of every individual worker every time they are engaged. And HMRC's Employment Status Indicator tool is available for that purpose and should be used, at the very least in cases of doubt. We must remember also the minimum recording requirement for casual labour, which is the name, the address, and the amounts paid each pay period. And we must always check to see if the worker is employed under a contract of or for service. It is wrong to assume that casual workers in the construction industry are always self-employed. As I've already said, contractors must check and confirm that the worker's employment status is self-employed before operating the scheme and must operate pay as you earn if the status is that of an employee. Gross payment subcontractors risk failing the compliance test and possibly therefore losing their own gross payment status if they fail to operate pay as you earn on time and accurately. In terms of casual labour, my advice to AAT members has always been that if in doubt, casual labour should be treated as within the PAYE field, and any payments to them should be reported through the payroll or on the P38A employer supplemental return are not put through the CIS 300 monthly returns. These are some key points to be borne in mind before we close down the PAY returns of the contractor who is also an employer. I hope that these points will be of some help to you, and with all the podcasts that we've done for payroll year end, that you will be able to successfully submit the end of year returns for 2011-12. Thank you for listening.